AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Greenland official says it's unfathomable that the United States is discussing taking over a NATO ally and urged the Trump administration to listen to voices from the Arctic island nation. Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, say they will refuse to comply with a congressional subpoena for them to testify in an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. I've been in Congress 9 years. I think I've been to the White House 9 times in 9 years. Epstein was in the White House double the amount of time that I was under one president.
The Clintons told Comer he is on the cusp of a process literally designed to result in their imprisonment. Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day about Epstein.
Will you rule out?
Well, you can't bring in a current president.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot, Grok, will join Google's AI engine inside the Pentagon network.
Very soon, we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department. Long overdue.
It follows global criticism of Grok for generating sexualized deepfake images of people without their consent. Mexican authorities arrested 6 alleged members of the Tren de Aragua gang in Mexico City. The government says inflation declined a bit last month as prices for gas and used cars fell. Scott Adams, creator of the comic strip Dilbert, has died. He was 68. His wife says Adams had prostate cancer. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging back from their records on Wall Street as the latest profit reporting season starts for big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 282 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That came after an update on inflation strengthened expectations that the Federal Reserve may be able to cut its main interest rate at least twice this year to shore up the job market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.18%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Farmers in France have driven 350 tractors through Paris to protest low incomes and an EU trade deal with South America. Tractors move toward Parliament. Farmers are demanding immediate action to protect France's food security. They say rising costs and strict regulations are squeezing their earnings. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.